The Committee Man of the Terror. We had been talking of the Georgian glories of our old-fashioned watering place, which now, with its substantial russet red and dun brick buildings, in the style of the year 1800, looks like one side of a Soho or Bloomsbury Street, transported to the shore, and draws a smile from the modern tourist who has no eye for solidity of build. The writer, quite a youth, was present merely as a listener. The conversation proceeded from general subjects to particular, until old Mrs. H., whose memory was as perfect at 80 as it had ever been in her life, interested us all by the obvious fidelity with which she repeated a story many times related to her by her mother when our aged friend was a girl. A domestic drama much affecting the life of an acquaintance of her said parent, one Mademoiselle V., a teacher of French. The incidents occurred in the town during the heyday of its fortunes, at a time of our brief peace with France in 1802-1803. "I wrote it down in the shape of a story some years ago, just after my mother's death," said Mrs. H. "It is locked up in my desk there now." "Read it," said we. "No," said she, "the light is bad, and I can remember it well enough, word for word, flourishes and all." We couldn't be choosers in the circumstances, and she began. There are two in it, of course, the man and the woman, and it was on an evening in September that she first got to know him. There had not been such a grand gathering on the Esplanade all the season. His Majesty, King George III, was present, with all the princesses and royal dukes, while upwards of 300 of the general nobility and other persons of distinction were also in the town at the time. Carriages and other conveyances were arriving every minute from London and elsewhere, and when among the rest a shabby stagecoach came in by a by-route along the coast from Havenpool, and drew up at a second-rate tavern, it attracted comparatively little notice.